Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode. Every practice needs a treatment coordinator if you are interested in doing different types of dentistry than you're doing now. Mm-hmm. So if you are a drill, fill, and bill, one tooth, molar mechanic, making a great living, loving what you do, working a two-column dovetail schedule, just happy, you don't need a treatment coordinator. Keep doing what you're doing. We've been misled to believe that dentistry, more specifically the dental business, has to be complicated. Dentistry can be simple, and dentistry should be simple. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dentistry Made Simple podcast. I'm T-Bone. And before we get into this week's episode, well, we're going to do a Q&A session on treatment coordinators, what they do, how they're valuable in your practice. I want to take a moment to talk to you about something that's very important. As we move into 2023, so many of us are concerned about the recession. Is it coming? Is it not coming? How is it going to affect our practice? What should we do? What we should not do? And this is where 3D Dentists, well, what we know is continuing education always wins. Invest in marketing, invest in yourself, and you will always win. So if you're looking for clinical training, we do that wonderfully well here at 3D Dentists. And if you're looking for practice enhancement through growth of your practice, through optimization, our mastermind program is unbelievable. We'll be starting a new session of our mastermind in July. So you can find out more information of that at 3d-dentists.com. So let's get into this week's episode and let's talk a little bit about treatment coordinators and answer some common questions. I'm going to turn it over to our wonderful co-host who is pregnant.
Still. I think people are waiting for the day.
What if they listen to this like 2 years later and now you're pregnant with something else?
Yeah. With something else. Yeah.
But still like another baby.
Well, welcome back to our episode today. I think this is a really good one because this is a common question that I get, and it's something that we have seen a lot of people who have been in our mastermind this year implement incredibly well. And, you know, even though it's new to them, this is something you've had in your practice for 20 years.
Yeah. So actually, 21 years.
Yeah. I was going to say it's something you highly believe in. And I mean, to the point where you would, you know, I remember when I was working in the practice, you would not have them go back into a role of an assistant if we were short because it was that important to you. Yeah. You know, you had boundaries and would not bend on certain things. When it came to having a treatment coordinator, it was that important to you. So I think you're a great person to ask some of these questions to. Yeah. So let's start with like kind of the who, what, where, when of why of a treatment coordinator. So let's start with who are they and what do they do?
Yeah. So, you know, when it comes to a treatment coordinator, one of the most common questions I get, even before who, is why and if I need a treatment coordinator. And really, here's what I would say is every practice needs a treatment coordinator if you are interested in doing different types of dentistry than you're doing now. Mm-hmm. So if you are a drill, fill, and bill, one tooth, molar mechanic, making a great living, loving what you do, working a two-column dovetail schedule, just happy, you don't need a treatment coordinator. Keep doing what you're doing.
Keep getting your miles in.
Yeah, keep doing it, okay? But if you want to do fewer well-planned visits where you see less patients but mm-hmm. are more productive, if you want to do more cosmetic dentistry, more implant dentistry, more sleep apnea dentistry, just more, you know, juicier, sexier things in dentistry, then really one of the most important positions you can implement is a treatment coordinator, because that person is going to be kind of like your sales team. Because here's what we know. General insurance-based dentistry is transactional in nature. It's, hey, you have a filling, you need a crown, here's what your insurance covers, I want to pay it, great, when you come in, you'll pay and call it a day, right? But when we start getting into fewer well-planned visits, when we start getting into more complex care, more, you know, more quote-unquote specialty-type care, what we do know is that that patient needs more hand-holding. It's a longer cycle for them to say yes. There's more appointments to schedule. There's sedation. There's, you know, maybe there's specialists involved. Yeah. And you need someone coordinating that care. And that's really, to me, the first level of decision that one would make is, hey, I need a treatment coordinator because I want to change the type of dentistry that I'm doing in my practice.
Yeah. And I think from a patient's standpoint, which is not something the typical dentist thinks about, is this is the patient's experience too.
Right.
This is someone who may be holding their hand from start to finish on the larger cases, on people who are coming for multiple appointments. Mm-hmm. They're kind of their advocate.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big difference between someone who's just working at the front desk mm-hmm. and someone who's in a consult room walking them through things. I think they feel when they're talking to the person at the front desk, they think it's you and the dental office versus them and their insurance.
Right.
When really it's us versus your insurance, right? So when I tell people, you know, I know we're on your team, we're working hard for you to use your benefits like we can. When you're sitting in a consult room telling someone that, it's much more believable. They feel like you're on their side.
Yeah.
There's not a desk in between you. There's not phone calls being made around you.
Yeah. What if a listener says, well, I don't have a consult room. Do I not get a treatment coordinator? And what I would say is absolutely you do get a treatment coordinator.
But it can be done in the operatory.
It can be done in the operatory.
Yeah.
The concept is a treatment coordinator is that dedicated person that will take it from the clinical team and move that patient in back to the clinical team to get their dentistry done and will cultivate their referrals, their process, and everything like that. So a consult room is critically important in my world. Like, we have two in our office, and I would argue we need a third one.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't want the consult room to be the holdup of people not getting or advocating for a treatment coordinator in the practice.
Yeah. So that was kind of the why and if of a treatment coordinator. So who is this person?
Well, honestly, it can be anybody. You know, my general feel on this is typically, by and large, the best treatment coordinators are people that have had or have some level of clinical experience.
Like, or are willing to be coached.
Or coached to get clinical experience. Mm-hmm. They have to have some understanding of dentistry, because when you're sitting there explaining and talking to patients, they're going to have some specific questions. They're going to have follow-up questions. Hey, we had one today. I just got a sinus lift last week and I'm still in pain. You know, what's going on? And your treatment coordinator needs to be able to answer some of these questions and kind of triage some of those things. A treatment coordinator also has to have some insurance, you know, background, because no matter what we say, as insurances should minimize it, you know, insurance is a fact of life.
And it's what patients are going to ask for.
Absolutely. So we need to make sure that, that they have insurance knowledge. You know, not, I don't want them to be an insurance expert, because then we get back into the whole insurance.
It becomes too insurance driven.
Right. But I want them to be able to at least look up the benefits, understand what insurance pays, when it doesn't pay, what is the out-of-pocket maximum, what is, you know, uncovered procedures, what is a waiting period, you know, basic things to be able to talk to a patient. And a treatment coordinator also has to be able to work with your financing companies. Mm-hmm. And I think this is an area where practices need to do a little bit more scoreboarding on financing. And I think the two things that I want to track in practices is how many applications they do for third-party financing and what percentage of their collections is coming from third-party financing. And for me, I want to see at least 10 to 15 applications a month for a solo doc practice. And I want to see 15 to 20% of total collections to come from third-party financing. And what I've noticed is practices that have that high third-party financing numbers
almost always have a dedicated treatment coordinator to kind of help patients, you know, kind of look at everything. And
give them those options.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and present it to them and be able to follow up. Yeah. So that kind of leads us into what they do on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, so, you know, number one, they have to be available. Yeah. Okay, so, they, you know, one of the challenges, kind of like any business position in a practice, is you don't know when the phone's going to ring.
Right.
You don't know when somebody's going to come in. And as a treatment coordinator, you don't know when a hygienist or a limited exam or a patient from the dentist is going to come in and need you. So you have to have flexibility and availability.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you also have to have your own schedule. Mm-hmm. So for me, a treatment coordinator is a column on the practice because as this role develops, they're going to start having their own consults. They're going to start having pre-sedation visits. Yep. They're going to start having...
very simple follow-ups with patients that they feel like they know well and want to take care of.
Yeah, or sometimes they're going to do records. You know, on patients. Our treatment coordinator does implant records and cosmetic records and things like that. So at some point, they're also going to have their own schedule, but yet to have enough flexibility and availability, what I call the Swiss cheese of your schedule, to be able to be available for your hygiene patient needs. And then at some point in time, that we also want to start flowing new patients through your treatment coordinator. So if we take it in a step-by-step fashion, what we'll see is that treatment coordinator starts becoming pretty busy pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And it's a very important role.
Right. And when they do have time, they're able to follow up on cases that maybe they did last week. Mm-hmm. And of course, we have the 2-2-2 rule and they're able to
catch up two weeks, two months.
Yep. Yeah. And check in on payment plans that are running or seeing if people have applied for things or what they qualify for.
You know, kind of like your sales funnel. Yeah. Like when you know, again, people get mad at me when I talk about car dealerships because I like cars.
Yeah.
But when you go to a car dealership, a good dealer, a good salesperson will call you back, right? They'll follow up maybe 2 days later, 2 weeks later, maybe 2 months later, maybe even a year later. In fact, I got a text today saying, today's the anniversary of me picking up my car last year from Mercedes. So, you know, but that's that little touch that can be automated or it can be somebody manually doing it. But it's just that friendly reminder, keeping your practice top of mind. And here's what we know. Patients want to get their dentistry done.
Yeah.
Nobody really wants to be unhealthy. You know, we know it's time, fear, and money that gets in the way. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people just need a little push. And that's where that random follow-up out of nowhere can be that spark that makes the patient come back and do things.
Yeah. So then the last thing I guess people had asked me is, when do I know I'm ready for a treatment coordinator?
Well, it's a little bit of a tricky question, okay? So let me answer the way I want to answer it, okay?
I think you kind of touched on it in the beginning.
The way I want to answer this is if you want to win, you need a treatment coordinator right away.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, what I would say I'm trying to think back. You know,
even as a startup, we've had a couple people in Mastermind as, you know, a year out of their startup, and they've said their case acceptance and their doctor's schedule, I mean, they have 80, 90, 100 new patients a month, no problem. They're in a great area. They're all hygiene, but they're patients who don't need treatment.
Yeah.
And once they hired that treatment coordinator, that's when their schedule started to fill. And that's what's important.
And filling, exactly. Right. Because no offense to the hygiene giant world, but that's not going to
move the needle.
It's not going to be a big profit center. It's going to help support the practice, support the doctor's schedule. It's certainly an important part of overall health.
Right.
But building a hygiene-driven practice isn't a stepping stone to significant success.
Right.
You know, building a doctor-driven practice or a dentist-driven practice.
And that can come from hygiene, but
absolutely.
The hygienists are so busy that they don't have the time.
Right. So I would say that if you're interested in winning, you need a treatment coordinator. Does it have to be a new, different person in your practice? No. Sometimes we can reshuffle roles. Like, we just reshuffle roles here at 3D Dentist. Yeah. You know,
and in the office, I think I did like 4 times.
Right. Yeah, that's
sometimes unique. I reshuffled before even getting a different title.
So, if you're interested in winning, if you're interested in doing more of the dentistry, you should immediately start planning to get a treatment coordinator. And maybe you have enough people, you just, you know, maybe you have 2-3 people at the front already in your solo doc practice. I don't want you to add a fourth person, you know, to the quote-unquote business team member. You know, probably reshuffle some of what you got going on. And the other thing I really want people to start thinking about is, a lot of people say, well, you know, I have enough people. Maybe sometimes it's time to outsource some of the billing, some of this or that. So that way we can take some of the kind of the mundane tasks of dentistry and really outsource that and really focus on our people being really growth driven,
personalized,
you know, and growth driven for the practice and driving, driving professional and financial growth. Whereas, you know, insurance billing, we know it's a full-time job, but that's kind of after the fact. That's not really growing the practice.
Yeah. And I think it, I want to talk about, like, in our, lastly, our morning meetings, we talk about, you know, who saw this patient, who set up the FA, and all of that never becomes an issue anymore, because when the treatment coordinator takes over, they're able to do a majority of these and they're owning it.
Yeah.
And when you see someone step up and own it, then that's when you know that that's the right fit for them.
Yeah. And look, a treatment coordinator position is a new position for probably 95% of the practices out there. It's a new position for 95, 98% of the dental team members out there.
But it's a way to grow.
And it is. It's a phenomenal role. It's, you know, it's not backbreaking work.
No.
You know, it is a you know, personalized, you know, customer service, concierge-oriented position. But it's a great way to really kind of grow into that position.
Yeah.
And each time we've added a treatment coordinator, I've had probably in my career 7 or 8 different treatment coordinators over that time, maybe 10 over that, over my 22 years. I've been very fortunate to have a lot of long-term people in that position.
And for you, it's been multiple. Sometimes there's a general dentistry coordinator and an advanced.
Yeah, so that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
And then we have a sleep, you know, kind of, you know. So that person really works toe-in-toe with the dentist.
Yeah.
To, you know, when I'm doing my treatment planning, case planning, all of those things, that person is there with me. And it really allows them to grow. And they grow into the position.
Yeah.
You're not. It's unlikely you're going to find somebody that can just step in and
They'll
take over that position.
And trained.
They're
going
to have to be coached and trained.
Well, if you're looking to learn how you can coach and train your team members to be this type of role and step up, we highly encourage you join our 3D Mastermind, or we have a 3D boot camp where you can bring your team and do lots of verbiage and coaching and firm financial arrangements that would set them up to be a great treatment coordinator.
Yeah. So, look, hopefully you've enjoyed this week's podcast episode. If you're looking for more information, want to learn more, I got a free ebook for you. It's called the Practice Pivot ebook. And you just go to 3d-dentist.com/resources. You know, all it costs you is an email address, and we'll send you the book right away. It talks about how we've built our practice over 22 years, the different things that we've added, and kind of how we've gone from, you know, being a hygiene-driven general practice to a really well-rounded practice that maximizes revenue and optimizes revenue and growth without necessarily growing the size of our practice overall. Thank you, and I'll see you guys next week.